NBC Radio News on the Hour. Robert Lesich reporting. The U.S. command says 10 days of airstrikes on the Ho Chi Minh Trail late this month probably disrupted North Vietnamese plans for an early spring offensive. The attacks destroyed more than 1,000 tons of ammunition and other war supplies. The Allies are in a 24-hour ceasefire for the holiday. The Viet Cong are in their 72-hour truce, but there are reports of at least 9 communist violations. In one of them, reported Thursday, 39 Allied soldiers were killed, 5 of them Americans. A decade of American involvement in Vietnam ends tonight. Another 41 combat deaths counted in the final week. That makes 44,208 for the decade. In Congress, it's all over but the formalities. Members of the House have begun bailing out of the nation's capital just before a winter storm. The Senate, deadlocked over funding for the supersonic transport, will apparently agree to a compromise worked out in a huddle in Mike Mansfield's office. Under it, funding will be provided for now, but the SST will be a separate matter in the next Senate. The SST dispute had blocked funding for the entire transportation department. The Senate will take formal action Saturday, then adjourn, sending the lawmakers home and the 91st Congress into history. In Los Angeles, the Tate-LaBianca trial finished the year with a flourish, much like the bizarre incidents that have marked the trial since it began last June. Sheriff spokesman John Hogue says a woman in a white pantsuit invaded the courtroom today.
A spectator appeared for admission to the Manson trial this morning, identified herself as Nancy Jo Davis. She was admitted into the courtroom. Immediately upon entering the courtroom, she stated in a loud voice to the judge and the general court, I am here to defend my brother, and something to the effect that she would kill someone with her words from the Bible.
The woman was then ejected and later sentenced to 3 days in jail. A report on an East Coast storm. That and more news in a moment.
And football it is. Hi, everybody. This is Joe Garagiola, inviting you to our annual bowl game bonanza on NBC Radio. From sunny Pasadena, the Rose Bowl, the Stanford Indians against the Buckeyes of Ohio State. And then clear across the country to sunny Miami, where Nebraska takes on the LSU Tigers in the Orange Bowl. 2 great games, 4 great teams, all on one great network, NBC. And all on New Year's Day. Now, we have your seat reserved now right on the 50-yard line. You furnish the peanuts and the popcorn. We'll furnish the play-by-play. New Year's Day on NBC Radio.
Now more news. A nasty New Year's Eve storm is moving up the Atlantic coast, prompting gale warnings from Cape Fear, North Carolina, to Cape Ann, Massachusetts. 10 inches of snow reported in parts of Virginia. President Nixon signed 66 bills into law this final day of the year, among them a measure to force car makers to eliminate dangerous exhaust emissions by 1976. In Spain, the wine continues to flow. Tim Brown reports.
The 6 reprieved Basque nationalists spent today recovering from a hangover, and it was a hangover that they never expected. For the 6 found guilty on charges of murder and terrorism were due to die at dawn today by firing squad at Burgos Prison in northern Spain. They'd stored up their wine ration for several days for what they thought was to be a pre-execution party. Shortly after General Franco made his dramatic 11th-hour reprieves, the 6 decided to celebrate not death, but life. General Franco has taken the heat off the gravest crisis that has beset his regime the last 31 years. And today in Spain, relieved Spaniards hailed his move as an act of wisdom and benevolence. Tim Brown for NBC News Madrid.
More news after this message.
Hey, there you go. The swinging sounds of Harry James coming your way New Year's Eve on the 1971 All-Star Parade of Bands. And along with the James boys, we've got Duke Ellington, Cy Oliver, Bobby Rosengarten, and lots more. This is Jim Lowe with a reminder. You go around toasting everybody's health, you're going to ruin your own. Celebrate with us instead. New Year's Eve on NBC Radio.
More than 1,300 prisoners on strike at the Washington State Penitentiary will get a chance to vote on whether to come out of their cells. The men have been on strike for more than 10 days in a dispute over some prison conditions and the right to wear beards. A dismal new year for 1,800 employees at Pan American Airways. They'll be fired Monday as part of a company austerity program. Pan Am lost $27 million in the first 11 months of this year. The hour's top story. The New Year's ceasefires have been punctuated by violence. At least 39 Allied soldiers have been reported killed, five of them Americans ambushed by communist guerrillas in a boat. Robert Lazich, NBC News.
And the rest of all of us come marching home. NBC Radio presents the New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands celebration. So from now until the wee small hours, that'll be 71, by the way, stay with NBC Radio as we present some of the very top names of the nation from coast to coast. This is the first stop, or at your father's mustache in downtown New York City. To be more specific, Greenwich Village. Listening to your father's mustache band. Now let them go.
Thank you.
The grand old flag. You know, you're listening to the band from your father's mustache, Steve Yoakam, trombone, Mark Peter Tuba, Joe Terra, washboard, and Mark Aiken, banjo.
Here I go, singing low.
Reminder here now for you. Later tonight, you'll be hearing from the Cy Oliver Orchestra, Sammy Kaye and his great band, Glenn Miller Orchestra, directed by Buddy DeFranco, and many, many others, all live and on NBC throughout this entire evening. In a few minutes, we'll be going to another popular night spot right here in Manhattan and hear the great new group, the Victorians, followed by a preview of the Times Square celebration with Ben Grauer and Monitor's travel editor, Francis Colton. This portion of NBC's New Year's Eve celebration was presented for the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. Stay tuned now all this New Year's Eve as NBC Radio crisscrosses the country for more of the All-Star Parade of Bands with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, Buddy DeFranco, Duke Ellington, and Woody Herman, many, many others, all on the NBC Radio Network.
Like a friend to me, and there ain't nothing I couldn't do if you were there to see me through. And I loved you and knew that you loved me. Here we go. La la la, sing it out now. La la la.
There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do.
Throw the confetti. La la la.
Ten feet tall if you were at my side. Nothing in this world I couldn't do.
Kings would give up thrones to be in love for just 1 hour like me. That's the way I feel if I had you. Here we go.
La la la. La la la. There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do.
La la la. La la la.
My dreams would all come true.
La la la, sing it out. La la la,
la la la,
do do la la la, la la la,
la la la,
my dreams would all come true. Let's wish in the new year. Come on. La la la.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Good evening and welcome. We'd like to say a very, very happy new year to all of our friends cross country on NBC and to all of you here at the Drake Hotel in New York. Come on, let's hear the horns one more time. Happy New Year! We'd like to do something for you, ladies and gentlemen, which concerns four songs that we feel are probably the four most requested songs in any nightclub. A night doesn't go by, even on New Year's Eve, when someone doesn't look up and say, please do Bill Bailey, or Around the World in 80 Days, or from Mickey and Dolly in South Brooklyn, Just Because. Or Mary wants to hear just one of those songs. So what we're gonna do is all four of them, but a little bit differently than you've ever heard before. All at the same time. And if you listen closely, it comes out something like this.
Well, these are some of those songs that you hear now and then. You don't know just where, you don't know just when. Some of those songs that are over and then. Some of those songs that's not played again. Some of those songs that you hear for a while. Come into fashion, they go out of style. Some of those songs that you think you forgot. Some of the songs.
Number two, Bill Bailey.
Some
won't you come over, Bill Bailey, won't you come over? She moans that whole day long, yeah, now. I'll do the cooking, honey. I'll pay the rent. Well, I know I've done you wrong. You mess with that pretty evening, I will not. With nothing but my two gold.
Some of the songs that
around the world, I've searched for you. I traveled on one hope was gonna keep around me. I knew somewhere, sometime, somehow. Well, I looked at you and I would see the smile, smile. It might have been a town, a town, or in New York, or even London town. No more will I go all around the world. Well, I found my world in you.
Just because you think you're so pretty.
Just because you think you're so hot.
Just because you think you've got something that nobody else has.
But Casey, you left and you took all my money.
You left and told me old Santa Claus. I'm chilling, baby, I'm gonna
say.
Because of my birthday cars.
Some of those songs you will never forget. They are some of those wonderful songs.
Some of the songs that we hear now and then. You don't know just when. Oh, baby, you don't know just when. Some of the songs that I got over there. I know of the songs that I can't
do. Well, I left
Everybody clap your hands now. Come on, in rhythm. Everybody do it. Get that feeling. Yeah. I can't hear you.
Everybody out there, clap your hands.
You're not clapping. For the East Orange Park Recreation Department and all our friends in South Brooklyn, and for our good friend Mr. Danny Marciano. It's a little bit of a calypso thing called Hold Him, Joe.
Yeah.
Let him go, me donkey bumbo.
Hold him, Joe.
Let's turn round the corner.
Hold him, Joe.
Me donkey bumbo.
Hold him, Joe.
Let's turn round the corner.
Hold him, Joe.
I boom like a chumba.
Hold him, Joe.
Me donkey bumbo.
Hold him, Joe.
Everybody want one.
Hold him, Joe.
Me donkey bumbo.
Hold him, Joe.
We on a journey, don't walk straight, and that is because it's so wonderful. Donkey, I might not like no way, but the man of God, he never walks straight. Me donkey bumbo.
Hold him, Joe.
Let's turn round the corner.
Hold him, Joe.
Me donkey bumbo.
Hold him, Joe.
Let's turn round the corner. Like a chumba. Everybody
want
more. Hold
him,
Joe. We'd like to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us this past 15 minutes. And may we simply say to all our friends cross country, the happiest and the healthiest of all New Year's. Until we see each other again, from the Drake Hotel in New York, this is the Victorian saying, God bless you. Hope to see you again soon. Thank you so much.
Yeah, hold up. Oh, Maddie wants to vote. Some of that beer on Beach Road. Oh, Mary wants to vote.
Celebration at Shepherd's, the Drake Hotel, Park Avenue, 56th Street in New York City. In a few minutes, a preview of the Times Square celebration. Ben Brower and Miss Frances Colvin, travel editor of NBC's Monitor. The all-star parade of bands will continue throughout the evening with bands such as Harry James, Woody Herman, Duke Ellington, many more. This portion of our evening came to you through the cooperation of the American Federation of Musicians. This is the NBC Radio Network.
Stay here close to me. You'll like what I got. Stay with NBC, that's where you should be. You'll like it a lot.
This is Ben Grauer in Times Square for NBC, along with Fran Colton, NBC Monitor's travel editor. Fran, we are watching one of the extraordinary spectacles of the world. This is New Year's Eve in Times Square, and as one who's covered this for the mind boggles, I think 30 or 35 years I've been in Times Square, it still amazes me why this goes on. Fran, you've traveled all over the world as a travel personality. How does this strike you?
Well, there's just simply nothing like it, Ben, anywhere. I mean, there are crowds in Piccadilly Circus, and there are crowds on the Champs-Élysées and Via Veneto in Rome, but there's nothing, absolutely nothing, like this scene we're watching out here in Times Square.
Don't tell me you can explain it, because I've tried through the years to and not. Can't understand it. Why do people come out, sometimes in frigid, miserable days? Here tonight in New York, we have a fairly calm day. The temperature's around 30. There's no snow or rain. And it's already, here we are, half an hour before the magic moment, and already there must be 50, 55, 65,000 people jamming from our place here at, we're at 43rd Street, Fran.
Right.
Going up that triangle up to where 7th Avenue and Broadway come together, which is seven blocks away. Solid mass of humanity. And maybe you can hear some of the crowd noise now. And when that crowd senses that the moment is coming when the ball drops from the tower where we're here in the Allied Chemical Building.
The right. Flagpole, when it starts descending the flagpole slowly to mark, midnight.
Right. It starts at 59 and it hits bottom at zero, and that means 1971 is here.
Ben, doesn't the crowd strike you as enormously cheerful and good-natured and gay and very young? I've noticed a lot of young people through the crowd.
They're getting younger every year. They used to see some adults about 10 or 15 years ago, and now I think it'd be hard to find anyone voting age.
Right.
Oh, wait, that's moved to 18 now.
And it's tremendously well-behaved, too. I mean, you get a feeling of good nature. I'd like to see this kind of spirit in the world.
Oh, don't get in there, kid. Francis, don't get in that crowd when we're coming close to it, because they're jostling and pushing, and every guy goes for every girl and sees if he can steal a kiss. Well, not everyone, but those that have a little brains. Meanwhile, crazy hats and the horns, and here and there you see a little smoke rising where they're shooting off firecrackers or little Chinese bombs, little things that you throw on the ground and make a bang. See, they're right there. See,
yes,
the smoke going
absolutely,
up?
Absolutely, right. And the lights, Ben, aren't the lights absolutely extraordinarily beautiful on this clear night?
I don't know who turned down the searchlights. That may be part of Mayor Lindsay. At the same time, there's a party up in Central Park, you know. Our cultural commission is having a party there to try to cut this crowd down a little while they're worrying about whether there'll be a sanitation strike, and there won't be, at least so far, we know. This is all part of the scene in New York City at Times Square as we approach midnight. And as we tell you, we'll be back here, let's see, in about 25 minutes.
25 minutes, Ben.
To get more of the excitement, you'll hear the roar of the crowd, you'll hear that noise, the decibels go up way past a possible SST as we get to the magic moment when that crazy mixed up year 70 goes away and 71. What's the key event of 70 that you can think of that was outstanding?
Well, in the travel field, there was certainly the advent of the 747, a plane that's been praised and reappraised and gone from success to failure and success, but now it looks like a real big success.
And also the year of the non-event, probably the SST
in the
travel field. And in the field of world affairs and our affairs, it's, what shall we say, Kent, Cambodia, ecology, and a beginning of a feeling that the young and the old begin to stand each other. There's the story, Frank Colton.
Thank you, Ben. We'll be back to greet 1971 from Times Square in New York City later on. But for now, stay tuned on NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands continuing. And coming up, Bob Rosengarten's orchestra from the Rainbow Grill in New York on the NBC Radio Network.
Hark! Me thinks I hear Shakespeare's famous words that ring in my ear.
Happy New Year! Hey, baby! Yeah! Happy New Year! Oh, More champagne, waiter.
High atop the RCA building, Chet Brown here to welcome in New Year's with New Yorkers who are looking out to clean, fresh air all the way over to Jersey. We've got Tony Cabot and his octet, the fabulous Eloise Laws. We're going to bring this New Year's in like it's never been brought in before, all across the country. Happy New Year, everybody. Champagne for everybody. Well, that was Tony Cabot and the octet and way down yonder in New Orleans. And we're going to have Miss Eloise Laws sing for you. But right now, I think you want to get in the mood. Now, don't forget, New Year's means a lot of things. It means stop arguing, stop fighting, touch, kiss, make happy for 71. And we've got the music for you, too. Tony? How about It's Wonderful, huh? All right. Is Eloise going to sing it? Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Eloise Laws. And God bless the child. Happy New Year, Eloise.
Them that's got shall get. Them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. The rich gets poor while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Money, money, you've got lots of friends. Oh yes you have, crowded around your door. Oh, when money's gone and all your spending's in, you know friends don't come around no more. No, 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 no. Rich relations give, crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, oh, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own.
Miss Eloise Laws, fantastic.
Thank you.
You're beautiful. Thank you. Eloise will be back to sing more. Oh, she's too much. I mean, if you're going to bring in New Year's, you might as well do it the right way with Eloise Laws, huh? and Tony Cabot. In case you've just gotten here, we're high atop the RCA building, looking right across the Jersey to welcome in the brand new year of 71. So come on, folks. Touch. Kiss. Make happy. There's Tony Cabot, that's wonderful. Mr. Tony Cabot, and it's wonderful. Now, would you like to hear Miss Eloise Laws again? Of course you would. I mean, she's going to make that new year happen for you. And this is Eloise Laws, and for once in my life. So far, folks. Let's hear it now. That wasn't Eloise Laws, was it, huh? Although she was singing very quietly. Hey, listen, are you going to have a good New Year's Eve tonight? Here in New York, for the first time in a long time, we can see lights way over to Jersey, even up to Connecticut. And that's kind of nice. You can really inhale and enjoy it all. And so that's just what we want you to do all across the country. And by the way, in just about 7 or 8 minutes from now, maybe 10, Ben Grauer will bring in the New Year's from Times Square, as he has for the past 375 years. And so you just take it nice and easy. Enjoy yourself. Put your hats on. Do everything you want to do all across the country. And here's Tony Cabot to make it easy for you. Here we go. Happy New Year, everybody. I told you, you can see the Jersey and you can breathe for the first time in New York here on New Year's Eve. And I think it's a good time for Eloise Laws, huh? On a clear day, you can see forever. Here we go.
On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, how it will that the glow of your being outshines every star. You feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can hear from far and near a world you've never heard before. On a clear day, on a clear day, you can see forever and ever.
Happy New Year again, Eloise. Well, now, we've got more, so don't you dare sit down wherever you are across the country. This coming 71 is going to be a swinging year with peace, not only here, but, well, let's hope for the world, shall we? Come on, Tony, just in time, baby. Oh, I love you just in time. Hey, you get hold of somebody and dance with you wherever you are. We'll be right back. the RCA building. It's been just the start of New Year's Eve with Eloise Laws, Tony Cabot Octet. Hey, Eloise. Wish him Happy New Year right there on that mic, will you? Everybody. Happy New Year, everybody. And this is just the start because we're going to go to Times Square with Ben Brower to usher in the traditional New Year's Eve right smack in the middle of Times Square. Right on. 71's going to be the year. Ted Brown here. Come on, everybody. You do it all tonight, will you? Yeah, this is NBC. Huh. Ow. Happy New Year.